Now, this would be for real. That was just a test. I wanted to see that at the recording level and monitor all my things over there. So let me just go over that part again and get it on the tape. Your full name again.
Charles L. Charles Lawson.
And you were born in?
Born in Helena, Arkansas. Northwest corner room of the house.
That's great. Don't you agree? And your address here in Helena
is my daughter got the bed I born in.
She did?
Out in California, yeah.
Oh, your daughter's in California?
When we divided up the furniture in Mother's house, cousins, we gave them what Mother wanted them to have, and Ms. Howe and Ms. McKnight, and then I shipped Hattie Moore hers out there, and sent that out there to her, and Ms. She was one of them, and what, just the way she wanted divided, that's the way I gave it to the, I was raised up with them like sisters and brothers.
Yeah.
That's the way I was raised with them. My mother raised them, you might say. They were her sister's children, but Aunt Hattie would have the children, her sister, but she wouldn't fool them out there. She'd do it. That was the end of it. She didn't raise them, she just had them.
She did have them.
Mother raised them.
And then your mother raised them.
Mother raised all of us together.
Oh, sure
she did. Yeah.
And the funniest thing you were telling me, I think, that your mother was born in the house
next door to the house where I was born.
And then she married.
And moved right next door and lived there next door. Sure did.
That is just
really funny. Let's see, she was married and lived at 608 Perry, and the Horner home was, as I remember, was 612 Perry. The number of that house was 612.
You remember that?
Yeah, it's been a long time ago. Well, you remember things way back where you can't remember things today.
I think that's probably true. Well, let me ask you if you don't mind your age.
I was born April 28, 1905.
1905.
Yes. Let's see, yeah, that's right. And I was thinking about Mother's age. She was 85 when she died in 1963.
Mm-hmm.
And she had lived right there on that block except the last few years moving out in the home where my dad was born.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did. It's still standing. I still own it.
Oh, you still own it?
I still own that house, yeah. And we built a brick home right next door to it and sold it to Allen Kazee. That's an old family here. Kazee's, yes.
Well, let me ask you this, though.
Yes, sir.
Your occupation.
I'm county assessor. Been in here 20 years without any opposition.
You have?
I never had any opposition in 20 years.
Well, you've had pretty easy.
This is my last go-round. I get out end of this year, I wind up. And I'm retired.
Yes,
20 years long enough. Edgar got out, Sheriff Edgar Hickey.
Mm-hmm.
I told him if he left, I was going to leave.
So
he quit and I got out. I'm going to get out there.
And at your church, you said it's
Episcopal Church.
Your Episcopal
St. John's Episcopal Church, yes. Sir.
You're the first Episcopal I've interviewed.
Well,
because
I've
been up in Northern Arkansas.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. There's a lot of Catholics and Baptists up in there.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Not Baptists. Well, so you went to school here in Helena then?
Yeah, I went to Helena High School. And Jefferson School, that's the grammar school. And then went to Woodbury Forest School up in Virginia. And I came home and my wife said I had one more year up there, and my wife said we decided to get married. The family said no, and we went on anyhow.